Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
All right. This is Ignacio Sorricio on Stardish Radio. Stay tuned. And now we got to do the Spanish version. Wait, how do you say it in Spanish? Okay, gotcha. I'm just kidding. Para toda mi gente latina, hispana, esto es Stardish Radio. Acá Ignacio Sorricio, les mando un abrazo. Cuídense, que Dios los bendiga. Chao.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is the 17th of November. I'm your host, Joanne. Calendar update, the amazing Nicholas Rodriguez from One Life to Live will be stopping by Stardish on the 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you come by for that. I can't believe that we're already to Thanksgiving. Next week, Thanksgiving. Can you believe this already? Being that that's right around the corner, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday, happy Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for more updates on future guests by logging on to stardishradio.com. You can find the fan page for Stardish Radio on Facebook. Again, don't forget, Nicholas Rodriguez from One Life to Live will be stopping by on the 19th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you come by for that. Tonight, I have two lovely young ladies who are taking Hollywood by storm. My first guest is all of 18 years old, and she has made her mark on many of primetime's biggest hits, such as Medium, Without a Trace, ER, Pushing Daisies. She's now making her stamp on Fox's new smash hit called Lies to Me, which is a fabulous show, as Emily Lightman. Please give a warm Stardish welcome to the lovely Haley McFarland.
How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Well, welcome to Stardish. Thank you so much for stopping by, hon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's start with a little bit about you, like where you're from and what made you want to decide to become an actress. I mean, you're only 18, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up in Oklahoma. Like, I've lived there most of my life. And I wanted to be in musical theater. Like, I wanted to be on Broadway. And so I did a lot of theater in Oklahoma. And somehow I ended up getting a manager out here and ended up coming out here.
Now,
fell into
theater,
it.
Theater to doing television, do you have a preference or is it about the same for you?
Right now I'm focusing on like television, and I think like movies would be fun to do. But I'd love to go back and do theater again someday. I haven't done it in a long time.
Well, gosh, girl, you're only 18 years old. You got plenty of time. You're a baby.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of time for that. So talk to me about how you got this role on Lie to Me. This is a really good show. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, Fox outdid themselves. There's not really a lot of great shows on television right now, but this is one of them. So tell me how you were lucky enough to come about this role.
I am really lucky. I replaced another girl because she got a movie, I think, and couldn't do the part, and so I was lucky enough to just kind of like slip on in there and do it.
That's fabulous. Talk
yeah.
about the luck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. Okay. So was the screen test hard for you? Tell me about the process.
I didn't have to screen test, so I was lucky in that aspect too. it wasn't a series regular to begin with. Like for the first season, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just kind of got upgraded, I guess.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting bumped up to first class
yeah.
by accident, girl. So
yeah.
just take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. So now, again, you are 18 years old. Is college in the plan for you, or are you going to plan on just hanging out in Hollywood and taking them by storm, so to speak?
I am. I'd like to. I know my mom would like to, like me too. last year for some high school classes, I homeschooled for most of high school, and for
uh-huh.
some high school classes, I did. I took classes at the community college for like dual credit.
Mhm.
So I got like a couple core classes out of the way, but.
So as far as college goes, I mean, would you want to continue in the acting field, or is there another field that interests you besides acting?
Well, acting is kind of my first choice for, you know, a career, but I know you have to have, like, a plan B, like, in case it doesn't
yeah.
work out. I guess I was thinking maybe I'd be, like, a librarian or something, because I like to read.
Okay.
I thought it'd be kind of fun, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
We need librarians.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So
I could be, like, a cool librarian.
You know, and okay, absolutely. I can see that. I can definitely see that. So tell me, who inspires you professionally, Haley?
Ellen Page really inspires me. I was lucky enough to do, like, the first movie that I ever did was, I got to work with her, and she was just, like, she's so good. I don't know. She's really unique and so nice, and I was really inspired by her.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as actors and actresses of your own age realm, who would you want to work with that's out there now? I mean, you see a lot of these girls coming out from the Disney channels and here and there, you know, throwing themselves into the rings of the movies. Is there anyone out there in that age range that you would want to, you know, pair up with in a movie?
I think Kristen Stewart's really talented. I'd like to work mm-hmm. with her.
Are you into the Twilight Saga?
I follow it. I'm not like one of the crazy fans, but
right.
But I like it. I have no problem with it.
So you're not going to be one of those girls that's got their tent at midnight waiting to get into the new moon.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'll go see it, but I won't camp out. I would.
Uh-huh.
I have gone to the midnight Harry Potter, though. I would like to work with like Daniel Radcliffe. That'd be cool.
Oh yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see that. Yeah, you're young enough where you could start camping out for different things, and
yeah.
Like, not it. Hey, I'm going to be 40. I still camp out for silly things like that. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, as far as older actors and actresses, any particular actor, like what's your ideal movie that is out there or hasn't been done yet that you want to do?
I saw this over the summer. I saw this movie, the movie Moon. Have you seen it?
Moon? No, I haven't. Who's in that?
It's Sam Rockwell's in it.
Mhm.
It's about, well, it's like, it's, I don't want to, like, you know, give
yeah.
it away or whatever, but it's about, like, this guy who, like, lives on the moon. He's I don't know, it's really cool. Like, he's, like, one of, like, the only guy in it. It's in the whole thing because he's, you know, living by himself on the moon.
Really?
And Kevin Spacey, like, plays the voice of this robot, and I don't
know. Uh-huh.
Kevin Spacey, too.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's fabulous. I'm going to have to write that down.
I don't, like, but it was a good movie.
Interesting. It sounds interesting. I'm going to write it down. That's going to be on my list to go see. Because I don't really pay a lot of attention to advertisements sometimes of movies, and some tend to slip by me, so I love hearing what other people have to say about them, because you end up finding these, like, diamonds in the rough that you never get to see unless somebody recommends it to you. So we got Moon. Okay, very cool. So now tell me, what is, as an 18-year-old girl, what did you do with your first big paycheck?
I got this really cool leather jacket.
Yeah.
I've never, you know, like made, like, it was my first big purchase, and it's kind of, I don't know. I really like it. I wear it, like, everywhere.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with splurging on yourself. Now,
yeah.
How do you still live at home at mom and dad, or do you own your own place?
I live at home, and I've been thinking about moving out, like, thinking
mm-hmm.
about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big step, but it might be kind of cool to try being independent.
Yeah, but you still have time to. So how do you stay grounded? Do you still have the same circle of friends that you've had since you were smaller, or?
I've kind of had the same, you know, group of close friends for like high school and stuff. Because I moved out here like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of. Yeah.
I think that's really important.
Have, like, the hordes of friends, like a lot of the kids have out here.
Right.
But
well, no, yeah, I think that's
quality
what's
over
important.
Quality.
It keeps you grounded, you know. And I speak with a lot of actors and actresses who are much, much older than you, and they still have, you know, the same circle of friends from years and years ago, and that they credit themselves to being so down to earth and friendly with fans and stuff like that because they have those people that are continuously in their lives, you know, to help them get past the bad decisions and stuff like that because you can fall into a lot of traps out there.
Yeah.
No, so that's perfect. I think that's great. So, listen, I have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a phone call?
Sure.
You want to say hi to we'll pick up one fan. We have Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Haley. What's up my switchboard? Tony.
Hello.
Tony, say hi to Haley.
Hello. Haley, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I just said you had a chance to work with Tony Collette on United States of Terror. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, you're working now with Tim Rop and playing his daughter. Which one do you like working with the best?
Well, I really didn't get to work with Tony on United States of Terror, so I guess I have to say Tim. He's been, you know, he's been really good to me. I've had a lot of fun working with him. He's really taken me under his wing.
So what do you think? He's cooler than your regular dad or what?
He's cool. He's different than my regular dad, I'd say. he's really goofy.
Yeah. That was bad.
I know. Well, like when I first was going to like meet him, I was kind of nervous because I'd seen him in like Pulp Fiction, and I was really afraid that he was gonna be mean. But no, he's really nice. I promise.
Hey, since you're a teenager, you know, you're 18 and all, I know you listen to other kind of music, so what music you like to listen to, and what is your favorite music artist?
I like the band Guster, and I like Alkaline Trio, and who else? I'm not so good with music.
So, alternative groups, or...
Yeah, I guess so.
Because listen to the popular, you know, the popular music, like the Taylor Swift, like the Coldplay and all those.
I like to listen to the radio, but I don't know. None of them are really in my, like, CD collection, but I do like them.
Yeah. Well, you know, your music taste will change when you get older, you know.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Doesn't it always, Tony? Don't we know it? Well, Tony, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, no problem.
So, thanks for calling in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, well, tastes do change as we get older, and I'd like to say to you, I know, and I can hear it in your voice, you're a little nervous on doing interviews, so
yeah,
I'm going to make it painless for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this so painless for you. everyone, please check your local listings to catch Haley on Fox's Lie to Me. And you can always just go right to fox.com/lie to me and watch all the episodes online, which is fabulous, which is what I normally do because I'm never home. But I do catch them online, and I guarantee you, you will love this show. It's a really, really great show. And we are going to let Haley go because I want to put her out of her misery. Oh, my God.
No, this is, I had a good time.
Well, you know what? It'll come to you little by little, sweetheart. And you know what? You're always welcome to come back on the show. I promise you, we can have so much fun. We really can. So next time, just come on back. We'll hang out. Get loose a little bit, tell me some fun stories, and let me know what else is going on with your career.
Okay, sure, thanks.
Thank you so much, sweetheart, and you have a great night. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see what else is on the horizon for you.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Bye.
That was the beautiful Haley McFarland. Poor girl, I hope I didn't steer her away from interviews. I'm going to bring Tony back on. Hey, Tony. You there?
Hey, John. Yeah, I'm here,
yeah.
John.
Okay. Just waiting for my next guest to call in. Haley is only 18 years old. She's a little nervous around the interview, so I didn't want to keep her too long. She's done a lot. And it's, you know what's really amazing to me is how some people can act their behinds off, but they do get nervous doing interviews. So, you know, I don't want to scare her off, you know, for her big Oprah moment.
you didn't want to do that. Just ease her into it, you know. But yeah, but I've noticed. But I also noticed when I went to a YouTube video, I watched her when she did an interview for Miss Exclusive .com magazine, and she she just was kind of nervous in there. But then she showed her personality during that interview. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably in front of the camera maybe it's a little bit different. But let me see who this is holding on the phone. Area code. Area code 813. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Maggie.
Maggie! Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, Maggie.
Okay. I miss you.
Miss you too, sweetheart. What's going on?
I've been sick.
You've been sick?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I have a cold.
You got a cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going around, hon. Make sure you get take the right medicines and keep yourself tucked in and get yourself better.
Yeah, my mom Dick really do care of me, though.
Yeah. Oh, so that's good. So what else is going on, Maggie? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, no. Maybe I want Doc to use them and are they up?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you remember Tony, right?
Yes. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
It's been a while since I talked to you. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you take care of yourself, okay? Because, we like to hear you back on your feet and also want to hear you on the phones again with a clear voice, with a 100% voice, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
All right, sweetheart, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Happy
bye, Maggie. Bye, Maggie.
Okay, bye, Maggie. well, let me just give a minute here to plug, In the Zone is back on the air Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Blog Talk Radio. I don't have their phone number in front of me, but it's blogtalkradio.com/ I think it's In the Zone Radio. So they are back to doing their soap chats Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that's some new Blog Talk Radio news. And Buzzworthy Radio is going solo, where Neville J. Lee is now a solo host. Matt is no longer on the show with him. So, I'm looking up there.
Joanne?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the number for the In the Zone radio for you.
Oh, okay. You can spit it out. In the Zone radio.
In the Zone radio. It's area code 347-996-5978.
Perfect. That is In the Zone radio. Soap chats Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you check them out. And then, of course, Buzzworthy Radio, no set dates, but you know what? They're always around and always on. Find that number. You got it, Tony, or no?
1 second.
I know I got it in my phone, but...
Okay, the number's there. Okay. Hold on, let me put it in the speaker for a second. You hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Buzzworthy Radio, phone number.
Okay. There you go, 646... 595-4228.
Okay, perfect. So make sure you check them out for the latest in soap opera news. I'm going to put you on hold for a second there, Tony.
Okay.
Breaking up a little bit. I'm going to get some of that interference out of there. Okay, now I'm going to give you a real quick again. Don't forget to come back on the 19th, where we have Nicholas Rodriguez from One Life to Live stopping by to talk about his controversial storyline that's going on. It's probably the best thing that is on soaps right now, which is on One Life to Live. So make sure you come by. We're going to talk to Nicholas all about that. Let's see. My next guest has been seen in titles such as Big Love and The Heights, and can be seen in the hot new thriller out in theaters right now called Paranormal Activity. So please give a warm Star Dish Radio welcome to the divine Ashley Palmer.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, I'm happy to have you. So, you know, I was looking online on your Facebook page, and we have one friend in common.
We do.
And that, yes, we do. One friend, Devin Stambler.
He's kind of a mutual friend of a friend who I've
right.
met at so many occasions. He became my friend, too.
Mm-hmm, that's what he said. And he was a friend of a friend of a friend. That's how I got on him, too. So I sent him a message. I was like, how do you know Ashley? And he's like, oh, she's a friend of a friend. And I was like, oh, she's going to be on Stardish tonight. And he's like, oh, my
yeah.
God, that's so great. So that's cool. So,
yeah.
All right, tell me, Ashley, you're kind of new to acting from the credits that I have and the bio that I have. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
I actually am about as far from new to acting as anybody could be. I started when I was 5, but as far as people knowing me out there, I'm brand spanking new.
Right.
I was in a play when I was 5 years old and just fell in love with acting. I had auditioned to do this little community production of Chicken Little, and I was like rooster number 3 or something, and somebody got Chicken Pox, who was playing the lead, and they thought, oh gosh, we're going to have to cancel the show. It's all these kids. Like, we can't do it. And I was like, but I know all the lines. So I went on as Chicken Little the very next day, and it's the rest is history. So I went to school for acting. I went to New York. I did theater, and as far as my IMDb goes, I'm a baby in the business, but I've been in this a long time.
right. But you're putting you got your mark in there now. You're putting your stamp on Hollywood, and you're getting out
there.
That's the important thing. Now, this whole Paranormal Activity movie, I'm scared to death to go see it. I swear to God I am, because I am the biggest chicken there is. And I have a cousin, a grown man, who sat up with me on Facebook one night, and we just sat and chatted. He's like, Joe, I'm afraid to turn off the lights, I swear.
Oh.
really? Tell me about making this movie.
Well, what's scary about it is that it feels like it's real. It feels like
mm-hmm.
something that could actually happen to you. So that's what makes it terrifying even to grown, big, strong men.
Mm-hmm.
You really feel like something could happen in your house. And that's sort of how it got started. The director moved into a house and felt like he could, you know, something was weird going on. Maybe it was the house settling, maybe it was the ice maker, maybe there were, like, ghosts. So he had this idea, wouldn't it be cool if we set up a camera? And so the whole movie is basically improvised based on his ideas and his experiences. And so he hired actors with improv backgrounds, but also that, you know, could carry the, you know, dramatic, scary storyline.
Now, did you know a lot of the stuff that was going to happen, or were you just, like, sitting on a chair and he decided to throw something across the room and you're like, oh, man, like, well, did you know?
Well, most of the stuff that I did was kind of planned out. I play a girl who was in the past, somebody that had been haunted or had kind of a demonic possession in the past. And the two mm-hmm. lead characters are researching, should we have an exorcism? What should we do? What's going on? And they find my story on the internet. So they watch my story kind of in a video online. Mm-hmm. But from what I understand, the lead actors kind of had an idea of the way the story was going, but they didn't always know what was happening next. And a lot of things kind of came out of the blue for them, which is, you know, part of why you get such amazing, you know, strong reactions, because it's really are scared in some of those moments.
Oh, man. Everybody keeps telling, because when I saw the Blair Witch Project, I nearly just died. I just couldn't, like, leave lights off in the house, and I lived behind the woods, and I just forget about it. So when I saw the previews for this and I heard so many things, I was like, there's no way I'm going to see this movie. Forget about it.
I never knew so many of my friends were such scaredy cats, but so many of my friends are going, I really support you, and I'm really happy for you, and I'm never going to see your movie. I'm okay with that. I'm going to have to do, like, a romantic comedy or something to get my friends to see my work.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm supposed to be teaming up with some people when I go down to Westchester County next week to go see it. So if I go with a group of people while I'm away, but then I'll have to drive back to Buffalo in my car by myself. So I don't know if I want to do that either.
I think you'll feel safer in your car than you will in your home. That's what it does. It makes you scared of your own house.
Well, damn, Ashley, I'll have to live in my van.
It could be worse.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, me and my kids in my little Dodge minivan. Perfect. My son will probably want to go see it before arrival. But I'm going to do my best to go see it just to support you. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I appreciate it. And I'll do my
best
to
see movies that
aren't scary in the future so that you can see more of them.
Come on, Ashley. Seriously. So what else is going on with Ashley? What else am I going to see you in soon?
Well, I've done a lot of web series. Actually, the girl that I know through Devin is in a web series that I did called Engaged. And then there's another one that's coming out called Saving Rent, which is really funny.
Okay.
Not scary at all. And then I'm talking to a lot of producers and reading a lot of scripts. I'm actually attached to work on a film next spring called The Cellar, and that's shooting in a castle in Scotland. But also it may be a bit frightening. But then you just won't want to go to your castle. You'll be fine in your own home. So
damn, I ain't got to worry about that.
So that's kind of what's on my plate so far, but we've got a lot more, you know, things kind of up my sleeve, so we'll see what's next.
Right. All right, well, that's cool. Yeah, I have a caller that wanted to ask you a question. Is that okay with you? His name is Tony. He's from Chicago. Tony from Chicago, say hello to Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Tony.
How are you tonight?
I'm terrific. I was born in Naperville, so I love Chicagoans.
Yeah, you were born in Naperville, and you grew up in Ohio, am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, I went to school, too. That's why I read your bio. But that's not what I wanted to ask you. But thanks for sharing this out. Do you, for a film that talk about the film Paranormal Activity, for a film that's like shot with for less than $20,000, you had an idea it was going to be this popular, this grossing, this popular? It grossed like $20 million in the first 2 or 3 weeks.
You never, ever could possibly imagine what this movie has done. I mean, that's the thing is I've done a lot of little independent movies, and they all are so much fun, and I just love acting. Any day on the set is just, you know, just the best day of the week for me. So I was really happy doing it, and I thought, hey, this is a great idea, and these people are all really hardworking, and all that, but I never, you know, saw it becoming anything of the sort. I mean, I was just really excited it was actually going to get released. When we found out it was going to be released on DVD, initially we were excited. So this is beyond anything we could have imagined.
Oh, that's wonderful. In the realms of Hollywood actors, who would be your ideal leading man you want to work with?
Oh, gosh, that's tough because there's so many brilliant people out there. One person that keeps popping up in my mind is I've been talking to a producer who's been working with Kevin Spacey on some projects, and they mentioned to me possibly playing Kevin Spacey's daughter in a film. So now I kind of can't think of anybody but him. But, I mean, I think Johnny Depp is one of the most interesting people in the world, and I think doing anything with him would be just fascinating. I just would love to watch him work and kind of see, you know, how what his process is. So that's another person that's always been very high on my list.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's one of the top guys. You know, he's one of the top movie top actors in Hollywood. And
he's
working
brilliant.
With a guy, I'm telling you, a lot of lean ladies have been talking about him when he worked with him. He said he's a brilliant actor. He does his script well. He hits his lines like whatever case may be. And he also brings scenes that so many, it just makes you in awe.
Mhm. Yeah, he's got a lot of honesty to him too. So I admire that. Very natural demeanor.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah.
Yes. So. Now, what's funny is and ironic is that the girl I just had on, the lovely Haley McFarlane, she was on right before you. She mentioned Kevin Spacey too as somebody who wanted.
Did she?
Yes. So that's pretty funny. But
very popular this evening.
You know, I'm telling you. Well, I'm tell me if you didn't go see Paranormal Activity, you have to go see it because I'm going to see it. It might not be in the same theater that you're going to, but you better go because I'm going to quiz you after I come back from vacation on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I will do that, John. I'm going to go this weekend and look, and I will definitely give you a report of what I saw.
That's
awesome.
Right. You
Thanks,
better.
Tony.
And
you check out my Facebook page, too. That's where I post, like, all my upcoming events and my next projects. So,
okay.
To go and see.
I actually did, I actually requested you today, I believe.
Cool.
And are you on Twitter as well?
I am on Twitter.
Okay.
Yoo-hoo. I think it's Ashley
Palmer
on Twitter.
Ashley Palmer on Twitter. Okay, so Stardish Radio is going to be following Ashley Twitter. Ashley Twitter. Ashley on Twitter.
Ashley Palmer on Twitter.
Oh, gosh, I'm having a blonde moment. Excuse me. Anyway, well, I want to say thank you to you for coming by, Ashley, and keep me updated via Facebook or Twitter or whatever. What's going on? You're welcome to come back to the show anytime to let me know and dish the dirt and let me know what's going on with you.
Hopefully you have a movie with Kevin Spacey, you and Haley.
Yeah, well, maybe Haley and I will be in a movie with Kevin Spacey.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Know.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. I would love it.
She's
so cute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable. Well, again, I want to say thank you to Ashley Palmer and Haley McFarlane for stopping by Stardish tonight. It's been fabulous. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know that. I will not be back on the air until the beginning of December, or other than the 19th, with Nicholas Rodriguez from One Life to Live, so at 10 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you come and listen to his show. Ashley Palmer can be found on Twitter and Facebook. And, Ashley, give me the names of those web series again.
Saving Rent and Engage the Show and Mountain Man. Actually, it's called WatchMountainMan.com. And then my website is www.ashleypalmer.info.
Wonderful. Ashley.
I'm all over the web.
So much. And I'm going to make sure I post those links as well. So thank you again for coming on Stardish, and have
Thanks,
a wonderful Jen. Holiday, sweetheart.
You too. You guys have a great
okay.
night. All
Thanks.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.